up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, though we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's what we're thinking about.
There's no question about it. It is what we're thinking about, and that's the name of this show. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. Welcome to a beautiful Friday evening. I don't know what it's like where you are, but in Colorado, it's warm. There's a breeze blowing. It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday night. And as I said, welcome to the show. Our call-in number tonight is 1-800-313-9443. I am ready, willing, and able to talk to anybody on any subject, provided I know something about it. I would also like to stress that we don't argue and we don't ever blame anybody, because in the end, we're all responsible for our own experience of this life. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, from all the thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. You know who I mean. The ones who would totally disempower us all with messages of how we're all being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you name it, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you, my friend, you are in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Here, this show, this is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the ones in our own heads. The motto of this Republic Broadcasting Network is, because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe, and that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of the show, and it's also the truth of your life, my friend. So good evening. Here we are, Friday night. A little bit of programming note. On Monday night, we will have international performer Carl Anthony on the show with us. Carl is a writer of beautiful spiritual music. He has an incredibly gorgeous voice. He's a pretty darn good guitar player. He's got a great thing on inclusivity and diversity. He travels all over the world bringing us into the oneness, and I'm looking forward to talking to him on Monday night. On Wednesday night next week, we have back Frosty Wooldridge with us, our good friend Frosty, who hosts a show on this network. We're going to take a break right here tonight. I hope we have a very interesting show for you. I'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and they plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all. 'Cause there ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. It's what you're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
Yes, and we're back.
It's what we're thinking about.
And as always, I am as sure as I ever am that it absolutely is what we're thinking about. Because it's what we're thinking about that creates our reality. It is from what we're thinking about that our life unfolds. The call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. I am looking forward to your call this evening so that we can talk about anything you're looking to talk about. It'll be fun, I promise you, and maybe we'll have a good discussion about something that will enlighten other people out there. I'm sure that the question you want to ask is a question someone else wants to ask as well. So it's 1-800-313-9443. Tonight I thought we'd take a little diversion here, and maybe we would go to talking about what we're all afraid of. What are we all scared of? It seems that we live in this world where we are constantly in fear, and I don't think that we're in fear of anything that matters one way or the other. I think we're in fear of things that have been conjured up, or we're in fear of things that are really just groupthink, that are the consciousness of the rest of mankind, the rest of the planet, the rest of humanity, just kind of floating out there around us, and we accept it, and we just kind of take it on as our own. And as we do that, it's referred to race thought. And as we become part of the race thought, those are the people, those are the times that people feel that life is just befalling them, that life is washing over them. And I think what, I'm not trying to tell you anything about what you should think on this show. What I am trying to tell you is that you can think, and that there are ways to think that can change the circumstances of your life. And that's, in the words of Ernest Holmes, it's just simply referred to as change your thinking, change your life. So I wanted to start here with this fear thing. I just have a quote from my friend Michael Charest's book, From Grunt to Greatness, a different kind of self-help book. Fear will wreck your pursuit of greatness in a hurry. It will keep you from believing in yourself, from thinking the right thoughts, from making powerful decisions, from dreaming, and most of all, from taking action and manifesting your greatness. I think to a large extent, virtually everyone gets that. Fear gets in the way. Fear keeps us from acting. Fear keeps us from doing the things we want to do, from doing the things we need to do. And before I continue with this any further, I do want to be clear that I don't think fear is always a negative thing. I think there's occasions when fear can be a great motivator. Fear of failure for some people motivates them to great success. So I think it can be a plus for us. But by and large, fear gets in the way. Fear is a stumbling block for us. And I think when I deal with my coaching clients, when I'm talking to people about what are they afraid of and what is keeping them from moving forward in their business or their personal life, what I normally get is a response that really is kind of beating around the bush, that comes up with them being afraid that they're not worthy, or they're afraid that they shouldn't make a lot of money. I come across that a lot of times. I deal with a lot of metaphysical practitioners and alternative healers, people whose thought process is about saving the world. And for some reason, they don't believe you should make money when you're saving the world. They think it should all be volunteer work, or it should be a freebie. So I have a great deal of work that I do with them around their acceptance of money. A lot of it goes back to that old, I think the most misquoted phrase in the Bible is, money is the root of all evil. And of course, those who know anything about the Bible know that the real phrase is, the love of money is the root of all evil. And it's really about the love of money over all else that can be the root of all evil. But people believe in their minds that money is the root of all evil, that it's dirty, that people who are rich and famous are people who basically have screwed other people out of money, that there is this zero-sum game attitude, that everything I have is something less that you can have, that you have to get yours first before I get mine because there's not enough for everybody. And that's just flat out not the truth. That we know without any question that is a totally abundant universe, and everything that each and every one of us needs for a happy, opulent, joyous life is available to us simply, for the most part, by learning to receive it into our lives, because it is all there. So that's a big fear that people have, is that they're not worthy, that they shouldn't be getting what there is out there to get, that they sometimes what they shouldn't be getting what is already coming into their lives. They feel guilty about receiving when they're receiving good. And I think that what we really truly fear is the greatness that Marianne Williamson talks about in Return to Love. That's what we're afraid of. We don't know how to handle that thought process that we are great, that we are powerful beyond belief. And I love Marianne's quote. I've read it before, but it fits into what we're talking about tonight, so I'm going to read it again. Once again, this is from her book, A Return to Love. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I absolutely love that quote. It's one of my favorite quotes in the entire world. I read it many more times than I read it on this show, that's for sure, simply because it always reminds me that that light is a part of each and every one of us. Most importantly for me in my world is to recognize that that light is a part of everyone I see, so that as opposed to judging everyone as being this or that, or not this, or not that, or more importantly, the way we most often judge people is just simply, without expressing it this way, we characterize them as being different from us. That is usually what we point out as the things we don't like are all the qualities of people that are not the same as we are. And I find in my life that it is much easier to leave that judgment behind if I recognize that every single person has that same light of the divine within them, that each and every person has that exact same piece, or is a piece of the one, of the wholeness. I've mentioned this before on the show, that I truly believe each and every person on this planet is doing the exact same thing that I am doing. That is the best they possibly can. And some of us, obviously, at different times are more equipped than others to deal with certain situations, but that doesn't lessen their place on their path. Everyone is exactly where they should be, exactly where they're supposed to be, and that includes people that we would consider the most vile people on the planet. The old line is that Hitler went to heaven. Well, if there was a heaven for him to go to, he would have gone to it, because there is no other place to go. We can only go back to God, and everyone is on that path back to the divine. Now, here's the piece of that I always find difficult to get people to wrap their minds around. As far as my worldview is concerned, there is only the one place. There's only one place to go, to be, to exist, to live, move, and have my very being. It is all within that one divine essence, that one God consciousness that is the mind of the divine. And that is where we all exist. There is no other place to be or to go. So heaven then obviously is not a destination. Heaven is a state of mind. Each and every one of us chooses our own personal heavens and our own personal hells by the choices we make. And the difficulty is always in the choice, because we need to recognize that at every single waking moment of every single day of our existence, we are at choice. And if you stop and are conscious and come up into that space of recognition, once again, my favorite word, recognition, when you recognize that you are at choice, and when you recognize that the choices you make are what shapes the reality of your life, then it's kind of stands to reason that you would want to have some real serious thought process that went into your choices, as opposed to just let choice kind of be something that unfolds. A lot of times we choose not to choose, and understand that when you don't choose, that's making a choice as well. You have chosen not to. When you have chosen not to, that's when you put yourself at the mercy of the people I talked about at the beginning of this show, all the naysayers, the anti-globalists, the anti-Zionists, the anti-everythings. You are at their mercy if you choose not to choose, because then what happens is other people are choosing for you. There is the very popular conservative radio host whose name I just soon not mention, not now and not ever, but his callers call in all the time and they say, ditto. And I think to myself, wow, wouldn't it be unique if you had your own thoughts as opposed to just saying ditto to his? And that's where you wind up when you choose not to choose. You wind up as a ditto head, somebody who is just simply accepting the opinions, the life, and the choices that others are making for you. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. 1-800-313-9443. I'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems. And there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and they plant those pictures in our minds like a billion
nasty weeds.
All right, we're back. Till it makes it hard for us to find.
We're talking a little bit about our collective fear here tonight. This is what we're thinking about, and I'm Ken Ludwig. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Love to hear what you have to think, say about our collective fear. That last segment of Barry's song that we just listened to, he talks about Walter Cronkite, and I don't know how many are out there old enough to remember the spinning globe on the TV set, which back in those days was high-tech special effects. And we had the news on for, originally the news was on for like 15 minutes. I think actually it was really on for more like 5 minutes. And then it went to eventually a half an hour program, and that's where Walter Cronkite and the boys came in, I think. And the truth of the matter is, even back then, they pretty much told us only the bad news. We didn't hear any good news, we only heard about the negative. And now, in this day and age, we have this 24/7 news. We've got, talk about 57 channels and nothing on. We've got all these news channels that are fighting each other for ratings and trying to get as much audience share as they possibly can, and what they wind up doing is they're not even giving us the news, not even the negative junk that we're used to seeing and hearing. Now they're giving us this sensationalistic crap that just keeps coming day after day, night after night. My ultimate example, of course, is Anna Nicole Smith. Is there any part of that poor girl's life that we don't know everything there is to know about? And how many of us really, truly cared? The flip side of that coin is a good deal of us watched and listened. I know I was guilty without any question. But in the end, did I really care? I don't think I did. I think it was just about my own voyeuristic interests in the life of this poor girl who just kind of self-destructed. And then the stories of her little girl and the fatherhood and blah, blah, blah. And now we've got nonstop Paris Hilton goes to jail for a DUI. Who flippin' cares? Paris Hilton needs to go to jail for DUI, just like I needed to go to jail for my DUIs back in the day when that was part of my existence. Everybody needs to learn that lesson. If you learn to drink and drive, you should learn to go to jail for it. That's the way it works. But it doesn't have to be my news. Because my point is always that at any given time, anywhere on this planet, every single day of the week, 365 days of the year, there are beautiful, incredible, wonderful things happening between people. And we never hear a word about it. It's all the junk is all we hear. And we hear the stories that scare us. I love the colors of our terrorist alert. Does anybody know what they mean? I think we've been code orange since, like, I don't know, 2 weeks after 9/11? Does anyone know what code orange is? How far up the scale is it? How many colors are there? Does it make a difference to anybody? No. It's just the continuing attempt of our government, in particular this administration, and I'm sorry out there for anybody who voted for him, but, you know, they say you get the government that you deserve, and if you voted for him, well, you certainly got what you deserved. But these guys are constantly trying to make us be afraid of everything, and the truth is that really isn't all that much to be afraid of. When you look at crime statistics nationally, in almost every category, in almost every state, crime statistics are down. Now, that's not 100% true, but by and large, crime statistics are down. So if crime statistics are down, why do we all feel so scared? The great example, of course, is I'm 56 years old. I'm a baby boomer. Anybody out there who's a baby boomer, you remember that mom put us outside after breakfast in the summertime when school was out, and we might not see mom again till lunch, and maybe in some cases if we ate lunch at another kid's house, we might not see mom again till dinner time because we were all out running around. Now, I grew up in a fairly affluent area on Long Island, and we've lived in a neighborhood where there was a beach club, and we had a pool. We couldn't wait to get done with breakfast because we were gone and we were little water rats all day long, every day, all summer long. I kicked off my shoes the last day of school. I didn't put them on pretty much until school started again in September. My parents didn't know where we were because we all felt pretty safe around it. We all felt pretty secure that we weren't going to get kidnapped or molested. And understand, there was just as much child molestation going on in those days. There were kids being murdered in those days. There were kids being kidnapped in those days. But it wasn't something we were getting beat over the head with every single day of the week on the news programs and in all of the print news media. That was not the number one story of the day, was how many kids disappeared. In this day and age, how many of you out there are comfortable or feel safe putting your kids or your grandkids outside to play in the morning and tell them, be home for lunch? I'm sure there's very few of you out there, and those who feel comfortable probably live in very safe, very cloistered communities. By and large, we're all afraid. And the truth of the matter is the crime statistics are down. So we're afraid, once again, of, well, as Winston Churchill said, we're afraid of fear itself, simply because it's what's been perpetrated upon us. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. Give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. I'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talk when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low.
All right, we're back.
Yes, we work together. Where do we think we'll
Welcome back to the show. It's a beautiful Friday night. This is What We're Thinking About, and I'm Ken Ludwig. If you'd like to discuss tonight's subject, which is a little bit about our collective fear, the number is 1-800-313-9443. I would be interested in hearing your thoughts. In the philosophy that I follow, which is religious science, which is not to be confused with Scientology or Christian Scientist, it is neither of those. It is religious science. It is the science of mind and spirit, which was created around the writings and the philosophy of Dr. Ernest Holmes. I'm just going to read you a quick quote here, because the object of all of Holmes's writing is really based around the one thought that I mentioned earlier tonight: change your thinking and change your life. And I believe that if we are to get out of our fears, we need to examine them and we need to change our thinking around them. So here's this one quote in here. Religious science gives us a definite technique for doing this. It teaches us exactly how to proceed on a simple, understandable basis. It is a science because it is built upon the exact laws of mind. For the laws of mind are as exact as any other laws in nature. They are natural laws. From a practical viewpoint, This is done by making certain definite statements with the realization that they have the power to remove any obstacle, to dissolve any false condition, and to reveal humankind's spiritual nature. That is simply about the analysis of what we're thinking about. That's why we named this show what we named it. Because if we are conscious of what we're thinking about, if we are putting our attention on what exactly our thoughts are, and be clear about one thing. When you think of all the things that you think you have control over in this world, the only one you truly have control over is your own thoughts. And it is from your thoughts that you manage to manifest every other aspect of your life. So if you can be clear that your thoughts need to be the best reflection of your desires, of your circumstances, the circumstances you wish to experience, knowing that those are what is going to be the result of your thinking, then it seems to me that you should be able to put your head into a space of wanting to be absolutely positive. You're putting only the best that you have to offer out there. I said that earlier. I want to say it again because I want you to be clear about that fact, that you absolutely need to be responsible for what is going on in your own head, because that is what is going to manifest, what's going to outpicture as your life. It is impossible for you to receive that which your mind refuses to accept. If you desire to receive more, you need to consciously develop the ability to mentally encompass it. That's again from Ernest Holmes. And that's about something we've talked about a couple of times. It's a very, very deep metaphysical concept. That I think it's very deep, but I think it's very simple in a lot of respects. It's about mental equivalence. Mental equivalence is that picture you have in your own mind. It's, if you take the picture of going down to the river to get water, if you go down with a thimble, your mental equivalent is of just that much water. If you go down with a bucket, your mental equivalent is that much larger. And that is what you manifest in your life, is that mental equivalent that you hold as the truth. We shall receive that for which we ask. It shall be open to us when we knock, and we shall find that for which we are searching. That is from the book, The Science of Mind, which is also some of Ernest Holmes's writing. And I wanted to preface all of that. I wanted to read that ahead of time here because I want to read something from the Daily Guides from the Science of Mind magazine. It is written by a fellow named Don Welsh. And I want to read this to you because I think this speaks about this fear thing and how we open up to receive, and that helps to dissolve the fear. What kind and how much good are you willing to receive? Would you like vibrant health, financial freedom, outrageous love, peace of mind, fulfillment, divine awareness? Since the universe gives everything, we ought to be able to naturally agree to receive it. You can have everything that you can accept. According to the late economic thinker E.F. Schumacher, our ordinary mind always tries to persuade us that we are nothing but acorns, and that our greatest happiness will be to become bigger, fatter, shinier acorns. But that is of interest only to pigs. Our faith gives us knowledge of something better, that we can become oak trees. I find it useful to focus on one request at a time. What would you ask if you knew you would be granted one wish? Make that request your priority and let everything else take a secondary position. Your whole consciousness will then be open to guidance from the universal intelligence for whatever you can do to accept your desire with perfect timing and divine order. Our task is to create in our own minds pictures and feelings that reflect the life we want to live. See your ideal life and feel its reality until it materializes in the outer world. That's about that mental equivalence thing. And I think it's important to recognize, and once again, there it is, recognize. If you recognize your mental equivalents are not big enough, that your mental equivalents do not reflect the opulence that you seek in your life. And I'm not necessarily talking about material things here. I'm talking about the abundance of your existence, everything around your life. If you are looking for more, if you are looking to just grow and expand your existence, you have to accept that divine challenge to expand your mental equivalence. I have my good friend Brett Lane in Brisbane, Australia, is with us tonight on chat mail. He sends me his thoughts as we go on, and he made mention of the fact, the fear of success factor here that everyone's heard about, everyone's familiar with that in one way, shape, or form. Our fear of success is really about not having big enough mental equivalence. If you have small mental equivalence and you want to be a successful business person, you want to have a successful relationship, you want to be successful in some fraternal organization, you want to be recognized in your neighborhood as a leader, you want to be recognized in your church as a leader, at your office as a leader, somewhere, somehow, some way, you're in a network marketing group, you want to be recognized as a leader, but your mental equivalent of what that is so small that you can never accept the divine challenge to grow into it. That is the root of the fear of success. That is something that I discuss with my coaching clients all the time. That fear of success is not necessarily a fear so much as it is not having a big enough picture in your head about what you really want to be, do, or have. And as you learn to change that, as you learn to put in your mind different thoughts around those things, different concepts, different mental equivalents, different sizes of what you're looking for, recognize that if you want more money in your life and your idea of a lot of money is $100, your chances of manifesting $1,000 don't exist because it's not going to happen. You have to have that picture, and it has to be part of the dominant thought process of your mind that you are deserving of that and worthy of that. And then there is no fear of success. My friend Brett also sent me, actually, another friend, Ken, sent me this little creed here via Brett. It's called the Winner's Creed. And it comes from a fella in New Zealand, whose name is Keurig Ashley. And his website is www.keurigashley.com. That's KEURIKASHLEY.com. I'm under the impression this fella is a motivational speaker, and he has tapes and CDs, and he has lots of stuff that you can help grow your life with. But this Winner's Creed, I don't know if he wrote this or if it just came from him, or I know it's part of a seminar that he gives. And I want to read this to you because this, to me, really points out a lot of what we're talking about here around putting the right kind of thought processes in your head, knowing what your mental equivalents are, and knowing that you must step into activity to get anything accomplished. So here's this Winner's Creed. I know that I have the ability to achieve my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I am succeeding by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism, anger, and fear by having true love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. This is my creed. This is my quest. To never stop striving for the top, to always keep moving forward, to always be the very best I can be. I am the power. I am the magic. I cannot be stopped. I am a winner. I promise to always be true to myself, because I am the creator and master of my universe and am responsible for making a positive difference in the world and to the quality of life in it. I live in constant and never-ending improvement. All I can say at that end of that is, and so it is. Now that speaks really to me, that speaks directly to the idea that what you think is what you manifest in this life, and how you live, how you do anything is how you do everything. And that if you are going to live in truth and justice and integrity, that you can expect to have good be part of your life. In fact, you not only can you expect it, you have to know that you deserve it, and you have to know that it's coming. I love in the middle of this creed, I eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism, anger, and fear. Those are some real positive ones, aren't they? Those are the kinds of emotions, the kinds of reactions that we have to other people, to situations, to circumstances, that we just simply need to put aside. Because in every single situation, in every single circumstance, there is good. There is beauty. There is harmony of some kind or another. Sometimes it's buried deep inside. Sometimes you have to look really hard. Sometimes it's really obvious. It's as plain as the nose on our faces, and we just don't get it. But at its heart, everything that happens to us in this life, every single thing that happens to us, is at its heart compassionate and good. And if you can learn to always seek that, to always look for that, you will find that in every situation without any question, because it's always there. So we go back and back again to the main premise. The main premise is change your thinking and change your life. And as a coach working with people on both the personal level and on a business level, I find all the time that when we talk about change your thinking, change your life, first thing we have to find is what of your thinking do you need to change? Because too often people just aren't sure that they have this blockage, that they feel that they are not worthy, that they have any kind of fear around money, or that they have a problem with trying to impress their parents. Or a great big problem that lots and lots of people run into is they find themselves living in the woulda, coulda, shoulda world that other people present for them. You should have done this. You'd have done better if you would have done this. That's how people come onto family in particular. They're always worried about, why don't you go get a real job? You'll never make money doing that. You can't do it that way. You can't do it this way. And blah, 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 blah. And the truth of the matter is that those thought processes are buried deep inside of our psyche. And sometimes you need someone like me, someone like a professional coach, to dig those thought processes out and to recognize that, okay, this is something we need to work on. This is something we have to get rid of, because it's so hard to move forward in life. It's so hard to move forward in business. It's so hard to move forward in relationship if you have these blockages going on all the time. A while back, in 2004, I believe it was, I was coming to the end of a 5-year relationship. It ended badly. It ended very much against my will. And I was shattered. I was crushed. I was truly just broken into little pieces. And I don't know what it was, but for some reason, there was something inside of me that wanted me to go within. And rather than blame my ex-girlfriend or blame other people who had influence in the relationship, rather than blame them, I went to examining me. As Socrates said, the unexamined life is not worth living. And I literally examined myself from the standpoint of, how did I not show up in that relationship? What could I have done differently to make that relationship more successful? And I spent 3 months meditating, journaling, reading books about relationship, reading books about just kind of, I guess you would call them self-help books, or I don't really like those. I prefer to call them self-empowerment books or self-actualization books. But I did that for like 3 months. And during the course of that, I uncovered a lot of things about me and came to the realization that if I want to be in love with someone, I have to be someone that everyone can love. First and foremost, of course, we all heard this when we were children. You have to love yourself first, and that's a given. Although, that's not always something that everybody can take for granted, because there's an awful lot of people out there who don't love themselves so much. And that's another problem that we go into in coaching, is to find out what the sources of those things are. But in the case of myself, I just simply went within and looked at all of these little facets of my not showing up in relationship. And when it was all said and done, I said, okay, Spirit, I get it. I'm finished with shallow relationships, superfluous relationships, relationships that aren't what I would like them to be, that aren't as fulfilling as I would like them to be. I am ready for a good relationship. I am ready to meet that one person that I've been looking for my whole life. And I kid you not when I tell you that within the week, my beloved Lisa materialized out of nowhere. We almost ran each other down in church, and that was the beginning of the relationship. I'll tell you this one because it's almost funny. Being the suave, debonair person that I am, I came out with the best line of all: "Where do I know you from?" I hope you've all had enough of a laugh just in that very short period of time over that, but she had a wise guy answer for me, and one thing led to another, and we have been together ever since. But that was because I had taken the time to examine what I was about, what blockages I had, and to move them out of the way. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. This is the last break. We'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer: a health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking.
All right, we're back.
Screams. In every new election,
welcome back to the show. just want to repeat for those of you who weren't with us at the beginning, on Monday night we will have Carl Anthony as our guest, and Wednesday of next week we will have Frosty Wooldridge, a host on this very Republic Broadcasting Network, who will be here to talk about a whole different side of Frosty Wooldridge that a lot of you are not familiar with and that you've never heard before. H. Jackson Brown Jr., who I think is the Jackson Brown, said, "Be bold and courageous. When you look back on your life, you'll regret the things you didn't do more than the ones you did." And Winston Churchill said, "Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen." And with that thought, I'd like to ask everybody out there, are you aware of anyone in your life who could use some help with their business? Someone who maybe needs to take their business to a new level? Someone who's just trying to start a business that doesn't really have any business experience? Do you know someone who could has some blockages in their life? Someone who has some real problems, some hang-ups that is holding them back? Not necessarily only in their business, maybe in their personal life. Do you know anyone who's trying to build a business network, in particular in network marketing? Do you know people out there who could use a helping hand from someone who's experienced, knowledgeable, knows what they're doing, and has a proven step-by-step system to help them move forward? That's where I come in. Send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthling.net, and I will be glad to offer you or that person that you might have in mind a complimentary coaching session where they'll get to find out how coaching works and if it'll work for them. They'll get to find out if I'm someone they feel they can be coached by. Even more importantly, I'll get to find out if they're the right client for me. But I make that offer to everyone out there who knows someone who might need a helping hand with their business. EndlessPossibility@earthlink.net. Send an email to endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and that will get them a complimentary coaching session. That's totally free. There's no obligation to continue. And I treat it like any other coaching session. I guarantee them a good time. I also guarantee they'll take something away from that telephone call that will be a benefit to helping them grow their business. In addition, if you know any business group or fraternal organization or a professional association, or maybe you have a sales force or you have a network marketing group that could benefit from a great motivational talk on using a more positive and spiritual approach to business to bring in more clients, to bring in more business without participating in that thought process of the zero-sum game, I'm the guy to help you out. It's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and that's not endless possibilities. It's endless possibility, singular, endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. And I'll be glad to speak to your group, or at least I'll consider speaking to your group. So Friday night comes to a close. We had a great night here. I have a quote that I read earlier in the show. I think not tonight. I think I read it maybe last week. This sticks in my mind. I didn't throw this away. Took it out of a newspaper clipping. "When the troops finally come home from Iraq and the judgment of history is written, how will we justify to grieving parents the pointless deaths of their children in service of this monstrous blunder?" Maybe one of the ways we'll explain it to them is by knowing in our hearts that we will never, as a people, the people of the United States of America, will never let this kind of monstrous blunder happen again. That's how consciousness gets raised. That's how you change things. That's how you're in control, not them. Take control. Be in charge. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
But we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives.